What about patients who develop disease progression after receiving adjuvant trastuzumab, either while they're receiving it, a year later, or whatever? How are you going to approach that?
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly it's a situation where we do not have data, and it's going to be a challenge. For the patient who develops recurrent disease after a reasonable interval, however you want to define that, whether that's a year or two or three, I would pretty comfortably go back to trastuzumab in that patient in combination or as a single agent. For the patient who develops recurrent disease very soon after completing trastuzumab, it's hard for me to be very excited about giving more trastuzumab. Although I suppose if that were a woman who had received trastuzumab as monotherapy only, not in combination with chemotherapy, you could argue to give treatment in combination with chemotherapy at least one try. But I would have a very, very low threshold for abandoning that approach and considering other avenues.